Songs in the Night for February 5th. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Let us gird up the loins of our minds, and be sober-minded, and hope to the end for the grace that shall be brought unto us at the revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us look not at things that are seen, which at most are temporal, but let us look at the things that are unseen, at the eternal things. Let us look unto Jesus with the eye of faith. Let us look unto the crown of life which he has promised. Let us look unto the place that he is preparing for us in the many mansions of the Father's house. Let us look, not with doubt and fear, but with full confidence that the grandest of our hopes will be much more than realized when he shall bid us come up higher and enter into the joys of our Lord. Faith can firmly trust him, come what may. The more we exercise faith along these lines of his direction, the more we are pleasing in the sight of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the more such faith we exercise, the more we will have in us the power of God, which will work in us both to will and to do his good pleasure, which will enable us more and more to live separate from the world, to overcome the world, and to fight a good fight against sin and selfishness, the world, the adversary, and our own flesh. Zion's Watchtower, 1906, page 359, hymn 126. The text again. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.